Exodus chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. And Yahweh said to them, What is that in your hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Put forth your hand, and take it by the tail. He put forth his hand, caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe the Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has appeared to you. And Yahweh said furthermore to him, Put now your hand to your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put your hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither listen to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said to Yahweh, O Yahweh, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And Yahweh said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh? Now, therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. And he said, O Yahweh, send, I pray you, by the hand of him whom you will send. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be your spokesman to the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of Yahweh. And you shall take this rod in your hand, and with it you shall do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go, I ask you, and return to my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go, return to Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought after your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of Yahweh in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moses, When you go to return to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, and I say to you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. And it came to pass by the way, in the inn, that Yahweh met him and sought to kill him. And then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband you are to me. And so he let him go. And then she said, A bloody husband you are because of the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of Yahweh and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. End of chapter 4.